AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Days of storms and torrential rains are ravaging the Midwest from Texas through Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, and Missouri. Overnight, a tornado slammed into Missouri's capital, Jefferson City. Our David Lieb is there.
One of the buildings hit in Jefferson City was an apartment complex near the YMCA. The outer wall of the YMCA has collapsed, and people in the apartment complex say they were awakened to the roof being blown off their building and debris falling down.
The National Weather Service's Jared Maples says the storm that produced this tornado ramped up just as it scored a direct hit on Jefferson City.
One of our several tornadoes that's been reported across the state, and unfortunately just took a direct hit to the southeast part of Jefferson City.
There is a lot of damage, police spokesman Lieutenant Dave Williams.
Everything from debris from a rooftop into the street, uprooted trees. We've had damage to vehicles, roofs of businesses. There are several businesses on our south side that are we're trying to assess how much damage there is to the buildings. But at this point, it's too early to say how large of a scale of damage it would be.
The storm that rolled through the Midwest overnight killed three people in Missouri. Will the U.S. send thousands more troops to the Middle East?
The Defense Department is set to reveal plans to the White House aimed at sending as many as 10,000 more American troops to the Middle East in an effort to better fend off potential Iranian threats. On Tuesday, defense leaders told congressional officials that the U.S. doesn't want to go to war with Iran and wants to de-escalate the situation. But many in Congress are skeptical of the Trump administration's approach, questioning whether it's responding to significant new threats or escalating a situation that could lead to war. Matt Small, Washington.
Texas lawmakers have sent the governor a bill that would allow more teachers to be armed. This is AP Radio News. The long holiday weekend is approaching.
AAA says almost 43 million Americans will kick off the season with a Memorial Day vacation. A majority, says spokesman Tamara Johnson, will be by car.
We are projecting that 37.6 million Americans will be taking road trips this year. That is the highest road travel volume for the Memorial Day weekend on record.
And where's everybody going?
Orlando, Florida, New York City, and Las Vegas, Nevada round up the top three list of U.S. travel destinations.
Heading into the holiday, the average price of a gallon of gasoline is $2.84. That's a few pennies less than last year. Shelley Antler, Washington.
By the way, if you're going to the beach, the best beach in the nation is Oahu's Kailua Beach Park, according to the latest annual survey from the scientist who calls himself Dr. Beach. He says the sand there is soft and white, the water is calm and clear, and the view is exactly what you'd expect from a beach in the Hawaiian Islands. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.